Right now, though, the Sydney Latin American Film Festival has just opened for its 13th year. Over the next couple of weeks, they're going to be showing a selection of award-winning Latin American cinema, including works from Indigenous and gender-diverse perspectives. Tonight, the festival is showing a collection of short films from Cuba, Mexico, Venezuela, and Colombia, all created by a new wave of Latin American female directors. Joining us on the line now for a bit of a chat is festival programmer Giselle Gallego. Giselle, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us.
So congrats on the 13th festival. How was opening night?
It was fantastic. Very good vibe. People were happy. They loved the film. They loved the party. So we had a lot of fun.
And so what's going to be on show over the next couple of days?
Well, tonight, we're having the short film competition with our inaugural youth jury. And they are six shorts from different female directors. And as you mentioned, we go from Bogota in Colombia, capital city, to Havana in Cuba. And they are diverse, a lot of focus on youth. And we hear those new and up-and-coming voices from Latin America.
And you did mention, I mean, there's dozens of countries in Latin America. How diverse is filmmaking across the continent?
It is really diverse because, as you say, it's three in one. You know, you get Central America, you get South America, and you get the Caribbean. So you have countries that are well-established with long history of cinema making, such as Mexico, Argentina, and Brazil. And then we have emerging ones, such as, for example, Panama, which is our film for Closing Night, and all the countries like in the Caribbean that are also kind of just starting to get out there, and countries as small as Costa Rica also making great film.
And I know it is a big question. Can you pick a favourite film that's happening in the festival?
I can, but it's already played.
Oh, and, no.
Yes, but I can tell you about one that I think is the most fun, which is playing tonight. And it's a mockumentary called Get the Weed from Uruguay. And it starts with the premise of Uruguay, and this is real, was the first country to legalize cannabis in the world, except that they didn't think about how we're going to produce it and distribute it. So that's the starting point of the film. So they have these person going to the States and trying to secure 15 tons of cannabis to be imported to Uruguay. And that's how it all starts. And it's quite fun. And actually, Pepe Mujica, former president of Uruguay, plays himself in the mockumentary. So it's a lot of fun for tonight.
Oh, so some star cameos going on.
Absolutely, yeah. you kind of feel, it's like, is this for real? Is he really into it or not? So it keeps you guessing, and it's seriously lots of fun.
And we have touched on it tonight. New female voices at Addison Road Picture House in Marrickville is happening. What's going to be happening for that screening?
Yeah, so we're actually going to have lots of special guests. We're going to get the youth jury, which is an actor, a student, filmmaker student, and a local film director, Daisy Montalvo, who is also going to show us the making of her web series called Las Rosas, which is a story of quinceañera. So quinceañera is coming of age in Latin America, and so she created this web series. And how is it to be, you know, a Latina growing up in Liverpool this day in modern Australia? So she's going to tell us a little bit about that. Then we're going to have the screening of Get the Weed with a special local filmmaker, David Varga, with his world premiere of his short, Samburu Moran. And we're going to have a bit of a Q&A and perhaps a surprise that obviously I can't tell you.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Giselle, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Giselle Gallero there. She is the festival program for the Sydney Latin American Film Festival. For tickets, you can head to sydneylatinofilmfestival.org. And the festival's going to be running till the 15th of September. It's across a few different venues, Dendy Opera Keys, Addison Road, Fairfield PYT. As I said, all the info up on the website. We will get that for you on the podcast, which you can find at 2scr.com.